Hello and welcome to the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. I am Tanisha Coffey, aka the Lofty Entrepreneur. Thank you for joining me. As always, we are providing the best tips, tools, advice, and inspiration for entrepreneurs no matter what stage you're at. So if you haven't already done so, click now to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Now, today we're tackling what is for many one of the most challenging aspects of being an entrepreneur, sales. I mean, every entrepreneur could use some help upping their sales game, right? Right. So I need you to stop whatever you are doing and really focus in on today's discussion because I have one of the sharpest sales trainers I have ever met on the show today. We're talking with accelerator coach, Miss Gina Yarish. She's the best-selling author of Harness Your Purpose, Power, and Peace, creator of the Focus Forward Technique, and the founder and CEO of Yarcourt, where the focus is on how to become a top selling salesperson, not by being pushy, but by selling from the heart. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Tanisha. Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I want to, I'm going to full disclosure here. Sales is not my favorite thing to do. It is not. It absolutely is not. And I also full disclosure to the audience. So I met Gina through a networking event. If you're not networking, go network. You meet amazing people. And during that event, I got to have kind of like a, I'll call it like a laser session with her, right? And, you know, just helping to kind of sort through how you even begin to present yourself to somebody, you know, in that kind of first meeting. And it was absolutely amazing. So I want to kind of start there in kind of telling people, you know, when they're approaching somebody that they want to sell, just kind of even to pique their interest, you know, what's the first thing that they should be kind of doing as far as how they should be posing their question or even thinking in their mind? I guess, what should they be thinking in their mind first? And then how should they start the conversation?
Well, I mean, whenever I'm going out to network, Tanisha, and that's a really great question, the first thing I ask myself is what's the outcome that I want to be able to get from, you know, whether it's a conversation, whether it's a podcast, whether it's meeting a new person. When the mind can first think about the outcome that they're looking to get from it, well, then they're more apt to ask the questions to get that result, right? So that when we talk about preparing, it's not just a matter of how we look, right? And making sure we have the right documents in place and, you know, whatever, but it's really about, you know, getting our mind focused on how we're going to serve this client. What's the outcome that we want from this particular situation? And then when I go into the conversation, now traditionally they tell us to say your name and what you do and, you know, what company you're from or whatever. And I completely go against the rules, right? It's not about what you do. It's not about who you work for. It's none of that. But what I've come to realize is people are attracted to problems, right? They don't often know they need an attorney. They don't often know that they need a website developer. They don't often, because there's a lot of differentiates between attorneys, website developers, marketers, whatever it may be. So what makes us stand out from the crowd? Now, as a salesperson, your greatest strength is what you've conquered in life. And that's what people are attracted to, right? Like attracts like. So what's the biggest problem that you've overcome and how does it relate to your business? And as soon as you can, you know, enter that from that approach, all of a sudden people's ears perk up, creates curiosity. We teach our clients how to go into a pre-qual conversation without them knowing that they're even being pre-qualed. And then next thing you know, you're easily and gently closing them into, you know, your product or your service. You know, for example, like here at Yarcourt, we offer a simple solution to those that like to self-sabotage and are reluctant to make calls and have fear of being rejected, right? And it's like, well, I didn't know I needed a simple solution to sales, but yes, I am self-sabotaging. And so it's the first thing that people connect to is the problem. And 90% of the people that I talk to don't understand the problem that they solve. And really, if you look at the definition of entrepreneurs, right? Entrepreneurs solve problems. That's why we get into business. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So how does one, so if we need to first understand the problem we solve in order to put that first and present that, you know, what's the way to dig down to that? Because, you know, I think most people think that, oh, you know, I sell widgets. People mm-hmm. need widgets. So that's why I sell it, because they need it. But obviously that, you know, they need it is not a sufficient mm-hmm. reason to say, you know, this is why you should buy it. So how do they dig deeper to even mm-hmm. figure out what problem that they're solving.
Mm-hmm. What they sell. Well, traditionally we work with people that are in service, but when we talk about a product, it's not my specialty, but I would just say, like, if we talk about widgets, well, what does widgets help solve? Right. I'm not real familiar with widgets and their values and everything else like that, but what do they help solve? Mm-hmm. And then you could reverse engineer it and just say, well, then what's the problem that they have? You know, what could be a problem that as to why they need a widget? You know, they think they need a widget, but why do they really need a widget?
Right.
Right. Well, how is it going to really help their business so that it grows? On the service side, it's usually, you know, I have five whys. I'd like to at least four or five whys that we always talk about. And people will come in and have a service, like say it's a coach. There's a lot of coaches in some of the networking events that we've both been attending, or Legal Shield, or just those two areas seem to be right. Really hot.
Commodity right? products, things that, so for those of you who are listening, what she's talking about are things mm-hmm. that are very similar in the basic offering. And so it's harder for people to tell the difference really between one and the other. And so this is like the extra mile, the way you need to go at it in order to make yourself stand out. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go for
it. That's okay. And I mean, when you think about an extra mile, it sounds long. It's the extra mile to figure it out in the beginning, but it makes the process really easy and it helps to close clients a lot quicker and easier. Mm-hmm. So if you take someone like Legal Shield, right? Okay, so Legal Shield offers legal advice across the board. If you're starting a business, you have identity issues, or, you know, you want to protect yourself from identity issues, you've got estate planning in process, whatever it may be, there's all different types of, you know, the legal advice that you can get from this particular company. And all of their agents go at it and say, you know, hi, my name is such and such, I work with Legal Shield. And, you know, are you looking to, you know, recover, you know, protect your identity? Most people don't know that they need to protect their identity, right? Why should I, you know, like, why should I bother? Nothing happens to me kind of attitude. But if we walk through the process of the individual, and I'll give you an example. One of my clients is from Legal Shield, and her biggest challenge when she was younger was starting her business. And she couldn't afford to get legal advice, at least not the proper legal advice that she needed in order to start it. And it caused some major problems for her. Well, because you've experienced it in life, right, you can really talk about it. And so, when she comes out into the approach is that she works with small businesses that have minimal amount of money and need professional legal advice in order to be protected in starting their business, right? So minimal money is usually something that triggers them. Like, I don't have money to pay for an attorney. That's what they're connected to. And she can talk in that space because she has the experience. It does the same thing with life insurance people. Life insurance people, there's 100 products. Right? The more products that we have within a life insurance company, if you think of putting, and just giving a metaphor, if you took a rope and you put it on the bottom of the hill, and for every product and service that we offer, we put a clothespin for each one of them. But now the success is being able to get the rope to the top of the hill. Well, we try to sell this product. Well, how long is it going to take you to get to the top of the hill? It's going to take an awful long time. But if we just focus on one thing and get good at one thing, well, all of a sudden we're going to accelerate and we're going to get to the top of the rope. Now, it doesn't mean you can't offer the other services, but just start with one at the moment because that's what's really going to accelerate your results. I have a client out of Texas. She is in the life insurance field. One of the big strengths that she has is that her mom and dad, through their elder years, had some major health issues and really weren't protected in the way that they should have been or could have been. And so she can really talk to that space. So for her, she goes in and her pitch may be something like, and I don't know these exactly, good God, you've heard me on the call. I can't remember once I say it, but it's somewhere along the line, like, you know, if you're in your elder years and you don't want your children to make decisions for you and you're concerned about your elder care, well, then, you know, you speak with her, something along that line. And people are like, oh, I don't want my kids making a decision for me. Mm-hmm. Now she can talk to that space, right? And so because she can, her results accelerates. The more, and then what happens, I'll give you another example really quick. An insurance broker that worked with us that did property and casualty. Now he was making 20 to 30 calls a day. 100 calls are better a week. That's 400 calls a month. And he would enroll maybe about 10 to 20%. Well, property and casualty commissions are not that high.
Right.
And so he was working really hard, just, I am such and such, I'm an insurance broker, right? So you get what you put out. Well, what we did is we really zeroed in what he was passionate about, and what he loved was the trucking industry. So his goal was $20,000 a month. He only needed to write 5 policies a month in order to make that goal. He only needed to do about 10 or 12 calls because he had about a 50% closing rate, right? We went from 100 calls to 400 calls a month to 12 calls a month. This is where we talk about accelerate results.
Mm-hmm.
And once he was able to write those policies for those people and really serve that need because he was good at it and he was passionate about it, all of a sudden it was like, hey, can you look at my BOP policy? Will you check my auto policy? I might as well just give you the whole, like, just check all my policies out for me. And then all of the other business starts to come.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just start with one thing that you're passionate about and you know about, don't try to sell something that you haven't done.
Right.
Because it just doesn't work. And that's where that salesy, sleazy kind of, yeah, comes into play.
So let me ask you this. So when somebody is trying to decide, all right, I have this whole bucket full of potential things to sell to somebody, mm-hmm. how do they decide which one out of that bucket should be the leader mm-hmm. to kind of draw those people in
mm-hmm.
so that later down the line, yes, they can offer those others, but how do they decide what's that one that they should mm-hmm. kick it off with?
Well, I mean, that's interesting because we had a gal here yesterday that's in a similar situation, and we did an activity with the horses, and some of it is a journey, to be honest with you, you know,
right.
It's being able to go through the journey of understanding what we're best at. But it's also taking the time to be able to process mentally. This all goes back to mentally all the time. All of the things you offer can fall under one umbrella. What you want to give your clients and what your clients need are two different things, right? So all of the services that she's like, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So,
All of this.
So we offer them a simple solution to sales, right? It's everything is generalized under there. Now, all the things that we give them, well, that's different, right? So
right.
We give them clarity. We give them confidence. There's just a laundry list of things that we offer them. We don't have to specifically tell them everything that we can do for them, but package it in a way that it's something that they want, and then you show them what they need.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's a huge thing to point out, because of course, every time, you know, a business person gets in front of somebody who they feel like is a prospect, you know, they're mm-hmm. like, they want to make sure, okay, I do this and I can do that. And don't forget, I do this as well. They want to make sure that that person knows everything just in case, you know, the thing they've chosen isn't, you know, the quote unquote right thing that's going to bring that person in right then. So what tip would you have for someone to kind of not be pouring out, you know, at the mouth, you know, ever just spilling
that
everything.
Yeah, it's always interesting. Like a lot of times people will get on the networking events with me when I do those breakout rooms, and people have like 10 minute spiels about what it is that they do, and they've lost the client within the first 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, like how do you take that down? And first off, I'd say, call me. Let's have a conversation.
Call
right?
Gina. She's good. I've been in there. I've seen her in action, and it is, you feel sorry for the person who's going through it, because she's like drilling through those questions, but
boy, we get the clarity.
She gets the clarity like immediately. She's like, yeah, no, we don't need to know that. What else? Answer this. Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Bam. And then in like seconds, you know,
they're like, oh my God, that's really good.
Exactly. You know? And so anyway, talk to Gina. I'm sorry. Continue, please. How do they keep from spilling out so much?
Yeah. Again, I would take the time to flesh it out, you know, like flesh out. We never start with the audience. We always start with a problem. So what's a problem that you help solve? And you can make that laundry list of problems. And then how does your product or service become the solution for it? Right. And what is it that people want, or how is it that it can get worse? You know, there's when we figure out the problem, how it gets worse, and then how are we the solution? In our marketing, a lot of times we'll put in how it gets worse, and people will even resonate more to that. But it's really fleshing those things out. And you've heard me on the calls where it's like, okay, well, what's the problem that your clients have? And then they go into this long thing, but that's not really the problem. That's the surface. Mm-hmm. Right. So what, why are they having that problem? Oh, I didn't think of that. Okay. And then they come up with something else. And then, so why are they having that problem? And usually it's four or five whys that we ask ourselves before we realize, like, yeah, maybe a confidence issue if it's a coach, or an insecurity issue or something, or a confidence issue. But the reality of it is, if we ask ourselves deeper, in most cases, it's self-esteem or it's insecurity and things like that. It's very personable. That's what people are going to really pay attention to, because everybody else is talking the language of clarity and confidence.
Right. So in that, as you're drilling down on the problems and you're asking those whys, in a lot of industries, it's almost inevitable that you're going to come up with the same whys that the next guy comes up with. If you're trying to reach the same audience and you sell the same product, you know, chances are you're going to come up with the same things. So then, do you think it's better to choose the most common of those problems that most people are putting out there as your kind of leader on, you know, how you kind of introduce yourself and kind of position yourself? Or do you think it's better to choose maybe one of the smaller problems that's still a problem for people, but maybe because they are hearing or it's touching a nerve that isn't typically tapped into, you know, mm-hmm. is that a better option, you know, in order to, again, advance that competitive edge against somebody else?
The competitive edge, that I don't feel like we're in competition with anybody, right? The only person that we're in competition with is ourselves. Mm. But when you say smaller, I think bigger. Because the more you can narrow it down and you say, okay, well, if you're looking at confidence and clarity, right, that you're marketing to, and you're marketing because all the other competition is marketing to that, then you get anybody. And that's not your client, right? Because if we take anybody on as a client, and I'm sure you have, Tanisha, where you've taken people on and you go, why did I take this client?
Yep, we all right? do.
Like, you pay to get rid of the client because it's just not worth it. But this is what's going to differentiate yourself. And so when you think about narrowing the niche down and saying insecurity, right, it kind of like, oh, I don't know if I can talk about that. Well, that's your own stuff. You better get through first. But insecurity, if you have 8 billion people in the world, right, that need legal protection, but they're insecure about having a conversation, how big is that audience? Mm-hmm. It's enormous.
Yeah, out of 8 billion people.
Out of 8 billion people, yeah. You could have 10% of that. You know what I mean? And that's still enough for you to do business with.
Absolutely.
But again, our perception on how we see it, again, is our biggest problem.
I love that. I love yeah. that. All right. So one final question, because for those of you who don't know, who have not been keeping up with the show, do better. You know, keep up with the show, because before this one, I did an interview with Gina kind of about her journey, and she talked a lot about mindset. And I want to make sure that we put a small bit of that in this one today. The kids are running through the house, Steve. So it's fine.
Okay. Hey, it's all good.
I know. I didn't hear anything crash, so it's all good. So what I want to do is I want you to touch on mindset a little bit, because a lot of it that you've talked about today, yes, we've definitely gotten some very valid, you know, tips on like things to do. But the reality is that we still have to do some work on ourselves mm-hmm. in our mind to even be able to speak up and present at the event, or mm-hmm. even to be able to, like you suggested, share. I know. You have to be able to share.
Yeah.
Be able to share your own kind of your own story, because part mm-hmm. of your story that helps with the authenticity of it. So mm-hmm. what tip would you have about the mindset that you need to have even going into all of this to have, you know, the best ability to even execute these techniques that you're talking about?
I think about mindset, and that we have our, you know, if you look at a garden, right, and you have all these beautiful flowers that are growing, if we don't take care of the garden, there's lots of weeds in there, and the weeds are going to suppress, you know, or suffocate the beautiful things going on. And so us as individuals, we're beautiful people, but we have a lot of weeds in our mind. And that's because we're not conditioned of how to think, right? We just kind of thinking happens. We learn by what we see. We learn by the different experiences that we've had. We learn by what we've been taught. But what we haven't been learned is how to condition the mind to think the way we want it to. the mind is a muscle just like anything else. And when people have physical problems in their body, like different organs and things like that, metaphysically, it all stems from our thinking. But we have a tendency to treat from the shoulder down. So if we start to improve the way our mind works, then all of a sudden our body starts to improve. You know, being orphaned as an infant, and they'll find out when they go back and look at, listen to that first podcast, there was a lot of different insecurities, self-doubt. I mean, you name it. My ears were too big. My legs were too long. So my boobs were out of shape. I mean, like I had all different kind of inferior complexes when I was younger. But I started to learn that as long as I thought that, that's what I created in my life. And so what was it that I had to do was start to take control a little bit at a time. And the way I did it was starting to dream and thought about, okay, well, if I could have anything in the world, what would it be? And we talked a little bit about like the first thing I put on my list was writing a book. And then my mental mind went, are you crazy? Like you stunk in English. Like you're lucky you even passed English in high school. What makes you think you're going to write a book? It's not a matter of the how you do it, but who can help you. And here I was able to write a number one bestseller. So the hardest thing, Albert Einstein said, the hardest thing that humans have to do is think from a direction of something they want, right? Because A, we don't take the time, and B, our mindset or our ability to think is so small based on what we've experienced in life. And so put yourself in new experiences, try new things, do silly stuff, right? Biblically, God says always go into that inner child, right? Always stay that inner child. So the more you can explore that inner child, we do crazy things in the arena where we have these big glasses and we're flying around with the horses and people think we're crazy, but it's that inner child that comes out with us. And all of a sudden it's like whatever clogged pipes were going up into our mind. Now all of a sudden there's a whole new way of thinking. The only limitation is you yourself.
That is so powerful. Oh my gosh. All right. So as you guys can obviously hear, Gina is not only profound in just kind of thinking through how to prepare yourself for the success that you can achieve. Mm-hmm. We've gotten some great tips today. So I want to make sure that people know a little bit more about your Simple Solutions, program, and then especially how they can get in touch with you, to kind of help move themselves along and grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So as you can see up above, the company name here is Yar Court. So www.yarcourt.com is our company. And it's pretty cool. If you see that yellow, If you see that yellow star on the top, Tanisha, basically we take people from their head, their heart, and their gut, and then we help them to reach their highest potential. And the prefix Yar and the suffix court both mean to take from one place to another.
That's great.
Yeah. You can also email me at Gina, G-I-N-A, at yarcourt.com. You can connect with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, any of those. And I'm sure, Tanisha, you're going to make some posts below of how to, yes, get in touch with me.
Yes, absolutely. I will definitely include all of that information as part of the show notes. So you guys can be sure to click on those and look for that. Thank you, Gina, so much for joining me again today. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you guys who are listening and watching right now for always supporting and watching the show. Be sure to share this with somebody. There is somebody in your circle, probably several people, who need to know the information that we shared today and the information that we're always sharing on the Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. So be sure to share, like, and subscribe. I appreciate you. Love you guys for listening and supporting. Thank you, Gina. I will talk to you again very soon.